From the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena Troy, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We've been chatting scrolls this morning, we've been playing music, it's just been a lovely Thursday morning.
And there I was thinking that you were going to announce that Flying Lotus was going to bring his great auntie with him, but unfortunately she's dead.
Now, who's his great auntie?
Alice Coltrane.
There we go. She is, I think that explains a lot about Flying Lotus, doesn't it, really?
I don't know. It would be nice to think that the more creative elements of your family passed on to you. I have no idea.
Maybe. Someone who's good at science, is that a thing? I don't know. 5395, let us know. What have you brought us this morning, Troy?
Well, we have three records which are all examples of kinds of fusion. And by fusion, I don't mean what we normally... Normally, you hear the word fusion and you imagine popping bass with like up-tempo sort of soul jazz sort of lines. Not that sort of fusion, just mixtures of different influences which come together to make something else completely.
Okay. Nice.
Now, the first record is the very reliable and very excellent Soul Jazz Records. First put together a sampler version of this a couple of record store days ago as a 5-7-inch box set.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's on the full 2LP set with a whole bunch more tracks. It is entitled Congo Revolution, Revolutionary and Evolutionary Sounds from the Two Congos, 1950 what to what?
1955
to 62.
There you go.
From 1957 is Brazos and OK Jazz.
And this is Cha-Cha-Cha, Mi Amor.
Yeah.
So this isn't jazz.
No.
And it's not...
Well, this was sort of called Congolese rumba, or rumba.
So is it rumba?
No, it's not really either.
Okay.
It's obviously it has a lot in common with Afro-Cuban music, which had been like quite popular worldwide since the 1920s, perhaps. And but then again, you've got to remember the Afro part of Afro-Cuban, what that refers to.
Africa?
Yes. So
I wasn't sure if that was rhetorical or not.
No.
But then you were looking at me, and I was like, maybe I'll just say it, just in case.
So what you have here is a popular form of dance music that was happening in both of the Congos. Remember, at the time, there was the Belgian Congo, i.e. the colonised by Belgium, and the French Congo.
Colonised by France.
Correct. Now, OK Jazz were a group from the Belgian Congo, what became the Democratic Republic of Congo after it had been Zaire. But Armando Brazos is the guitar player on this. He came from the other side. So, well, basically, he came from Brazzaville, whereas OK Jazz were from Kinshasa. So you had these sort of meetings of a slightly different approach to a similar kind of music.
I was going to say, so they're not hugely, vastly different, but there are some specific things that separate them?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How would you put your finger on it?
I would have to get technical, and that's no good at this time of the day.
We've only got a minute five on this track left. Can you get technical in a minute five?
No, but what I will do is I'll say about what this album represents. Of course, it's around the time, as it suggests, it's around the time of leading up to and just after the independence of both of those two countries.
Yep.
But what we have on the record is mainly three or four groups. Now, weirdly enough, there's OK Jazz, there's African Jazz, Ritmo Vedette Jazz. Now, none of these things are actually jazz in the way we think of it. Conga Jazz, Congo Jazz, these are different groups. Now, these were the biggest groups in the country at the time, in the countries at the time. And it was all playing this Congolese rumba as we know it now.
This is lovely. It's also very summery. Makes me want to be on holiday a little bit.
Now, this one's in French. Cha-cha-cha. Well, cha-cha-cha isn't a French word. It's in French, but there is some which is in Lingala, which is the language of the areas. And some of it is in Spanish. But it's phonetically learned Spanish from other popular tunes that had come from Afro-Cuban sort of jazz. So they phonetically learned it. What these musicians said they were doing was basically what they were doing is a fusion of three kinds of music: the rhythms of their traditional musics, European music, as in ballads and even from classical, and also from some of the top Cuban pop acts at the time.
Wow, that's awesome. What a beautiful fusion indeed. I like that you said soul jazz is reliable. They are certainly reliable. They put out great releases all the time. They're also reliable for having very good covers on their records.
Yep, the presentation is amazing.
This is a beautiful, good kind of like burnt orange colour that says Congo Revolution, and a wonderful photograph of a young man looking very serious and quite moody with a popped collar going on there.
There's also a huge booklet in there that says it doesn't really paint so much of the political background at the time or the social background, whereas there was a group of youngsters who called themselves Billies, and they had they modelled themselves after cowboys.
Oh, wow.
And even renamed areas of Kinshasa, the OK Corral, you know, like divided it up like territories. And also at the same time, there was the progenitors of a group known as the Sapur. And what they were like, you think mods had attention to dressing well. Boy, oh boy, these people, and even there's still some today, these people just took it to another level.
Awesome. That is very cool. So remind us of the name of that one again.
The record is called Congo Revolution, Revolutionary and Evolutionary Sounds from the Two Congos, 1955 to 62. Boy, it is a smashing record.
And what is this one?
And now we have more of the kind of what you think of when you hear the word fusion.
Right, okay.
Now, this here is by an artist called Blue Mitchell. Blue was one of the trumpet players who would do sessions for Blue Note in sort of the hard bop times, late 50s, early 60s. This here is from 1972, when he'd moved to Bob Shadd's mainstream label. Now, we talked about Bob Shadd before. Bob Shadd is the granddad of Judd Apatow.
Okay.
And Mia Apatow.
Right.
And it's those two which have, like, been behind sort of helping We Want Sounds, the record label, in giving some kind of rediscovery to Bob, because he's kind of forgotten.
Mm-hmm. So this is Blue Mitchell with Blues Blues.
Blues Blues.
Blues Blues.
Okay, on the roads there you'll hear Joe Sample.
Give us a look at that cover there, Troy.
I'm just about to. It's pretty cool. Compilation, double compilation, entitled This Is Mainstream.
I like that. This is a very cool cover. Got a yellow border and a big photo of a lot of people
sitting at the mixing desk.
Yeah, sitting at the mixing desk.
Now, the man with the tasteful shirt and the...
Okay, this is a question of taste in itself. Which one is the tasteful shirt to you? Because there's a lot of different shirts going on here.
Well, none of those shirts appeal to my particular taste, but I was using tasteful in a way that Bob himself might have thought. That's Bob at the front with all of the grapes and stuff.
The grapes. See, that's not the shirt I thought was tasteful, so...
No, well, it's not tasteful.
It's got a lot going on, and he's got some very hefty sideburns as well.
He does.
A very thick pair of glasses.
I do like the way you can... the sideburns go, like, right up to the top of his receded hairline.
He's compensating for it.
Nonetheless, Bob's productions... Bob had produced for, like, Savoy and Verve, etc., back in the 50s. He was like an established producer with a good arranging ear, but his mainstream label was actually more far-reaching than you would think. He had kind of a sort of an R&B rock group on there called December's Children. He even like reached out to some of people he'd worked with 15 years before.
Wow.
Sarah Vaughan is on this, I think, in a quite a late Sarah Vaughan recording. But generally, he'd like grab people like Harold Land.
There's some
Buddy Terry, you know.
Yeah,
and
there's some big
this...
names on here. You've got Jay Berliner as well. Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah,
great song. Maxine Weldon, Blue Mitchell, who we're listening to, December's Children, Reggie Moore, Dave Hubbard, Almeta Lattimore. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
Almeta, nice. Pete Yellen. Sarah Vaughan, as you said, Sandra Phillips.
Oh, is that the Fatback tune?
Miss Fatback is the name of that.
That's a good one.
Afrique.
Yep.
And Hal Galper.
Now, the Pete Yellen tune, that is the closest that Bob's Mainstream got to a sort of out there jazz.
Okay. Pete, it's called Bird and the Ouija Board.
Yeah.
Is it spooky?
No. Although I think we did get told to take it off in the office.
So this is from We Want Sounds. They put out some awesome stuff, actually.
Yeah. Now, this is the third of their Bob Shedd-related releases. There was one called Feeling Good, which was like a comp of up-tempo stuff sounding not a million miles away from this.
Got you.
And I forget where the other comp was. It came really soon after it. But it's the third sort of Bob Shedd-related thing.
So is the vibe of this whole compilation similar to this Blue Mitchell track we're listening to, or is it kind of...
It's all this degree of modernity.
Okay.
So there's no sort of throwback sort of sounds of the... It was totally 1970 to 73. Top of the line stuff then, you know.
Nice.
So it's all kind of like this, yeah. Well...
These... Just the titles of some of these tracks are quite incredible. Miss Fatback and Bird and the Ouija Board are the standouts. But we've got Mother McCree on here.
Yep.
Living brackets way too fast. Just in case you're under any.
So you can tell that there's a lot of like vocal, so, you know,
yeah,
singers on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Go on.
This is awesome.
What's the other cover on there? The other, not the James Brown one. So the Bill Withers cover.
Oh, which track are we looking
it's
at?
It's Lean On Me.
Oh, yeah. Buddy Terry doing Lean On Him, brackets Lean On Me.
Yeah.
Withers in brackets underneath it. That's got Jay Berliner on it as well. Wilbur Bascom, Larry Willis, Ernie Hayes. So all and heaps of other people. Were all of these people session musicians that were sort of in and around the scene at the time? Or?
Some were. I mean, they all did sessions, but these were all working musicians.
Got you.
That you would have heard on other records. Some of them were like band leaders. You know, Bob's contacts book was quite big, as far as I know.
Well, this has got four sides. This is Mainstream. Great font.
Yep.
Big exclamation mark. Yellow and blue. And a lovely black and white image on the front there. This is one that would look nice on a big poster, I reckon, as well.
Because you just want to see Bob's tasteful shirt bigger, don't you?
His big tasteful grape-covered shirt and his giant sideburns.
Yeah.
Actually, everybody in this photo has giant sideburns. This guy's sideburns turn into his beard.
I know.
That is something. And just to really complete the picture, there's also like a whole section shaved out, so it's like someone's drawn a squiggle on his face, basically.
He probably spent a lot of time thinking about presenting himself like that.
Hey, I rate it. There's no dissing of this facial hair situation. It's a big 70s vibe, I reckon. Much like this record.
Do you like that harmonica there?
I love a bit of harmonica. It's a very high harmonica.
Yeah.
So that's Blue Mitchell, Blues Blues. This is Mainstream, exclamation mark. This is a compilation. What's the third thing you've brought us today, Troy?
Well, it's a far more current kind of fusion. Hit it. From Los Angeles, California. It's their fourth record now. This is the trio called Moonchild.
This is cool. This track's called Wise Women.
Mm-hmm. Plural.
Plural. Women. There's many of them.
And now.
Oh, nice. Says on the cover here that they won Soul Act of the Year at the Jazz FM Awards.
Oh, good for them.
Shout out to Moonchild. This album is called Little Ghost.
Yes.
It's got a big mountain and some rainbows and a lake and a sun, but kind of all cut out of paper, stuck on the front.
If you've seen any other Moonchild release, this is, all of the covers are kind of related. They're all a similar style.
Make the girl look in, build your own. the track lists on this, we've got Wise Woman, which is what we're listening to, Too Much to Ask, The Other Side, Sweet Love, Strength, Everything I Need, Money, Nova, Get to Know It. What is it that you're getting to know? It's the question.
Money.
Money.
No, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. What You're Doing, Come Over, On to Me, Whistling, and Still Wonder. So there are four sides to this.
Yes, it's a double LP. Tess, you like this sort of a neo-soul, neo-R&B type thing?
Very much so.
So what's the scene like that they've come out of?
I'm not even sure that it was particularly a scene.
Okay.
Or whether it was... I think these three met at maybe UCLA or possibly University of Southern California and, mm-hmm. and started, like, working on their stuff like that. I don't think that there was a...
percussion
a group
is awesome.
Of people doing electronic stuff with horns and I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure there's too many groups like Moonchild, that's what I'm going to say.
And, these are all very smooth, these songs you brought us this morning. Smooth is maybe not the right word for the first track, but the atmosphere it produced is a very chill, nice one. I like that.
So the Moonchild have toured with Kamasi, opening for Kamasi in the internet. So if that's what you meant by scene, but I don't know.
Pals? Who are their friends? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it was just a management and an agency thing. Who knows?
Are you going to Kamasi?
In October 10, next week.
Maybe. No, maybe not. We love Kamasi, though. He's awesome.
I think Kamasi's amazing, and I think what he's done to popularise a vibe in music is fantastic, and it can't be underestimated.
He just seems like a really nice man as well. Every interview I've ever seen with him, he did an interview with Bridge last time he was here, and it was just such a lovely chat. It's just I really like listening to musicians just be so
just
enthusiastic.
That's a bit too much tallness in one room, isn't it?
too many tall people in one room. So that was Moonchild with Little Ghost as that record, and the track was called Wise Women. What else did you bring us today, Troy?
We also had another double LP compilation of Bob Shadd's Mainstream Productions, which the sticker says Ultimate Breaks and Beats from Mainstream Records.
Sick.
I don't know, but maybe. Featuring funky turntable classics. So this is Mainstream, and we started off with the new Soul Jazz comp, Congo Revolution, which is a compilation of... Congolese rumba type stuff from 55 to 62. The one we listened to was from 57.
There we go. I knew that. I just pulled that out of nowhere.
And we got all of them at Southbound Records.
Are they already on the shelves?
Nearly. Moonchild is. This is Mainstream is. I think Congo Revolution might be tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Troy.
Thank you.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.